Two people were injured, one of them seriously in Barcelona yesterday following a shooting incident in front of the Hotel Silken, close to the popular Rambla area of the city, shortly after 3 p.m. on Monday. Catalan police are searching for the shooter, but do not believe the incident is related to terrorism. Investigators believe the shooter and his victims knew each other. The two injured men, a Belgian and a British citizen, were apparently waiting for the third, who arrived and began shooting. Both casualties were later treated in hospital. The Greek F-16 that crashed on takeoff at Albacete's Los Llanos airbase in January was not properly prepared for takeoff, and the pilot had carried out his pre-takeoff checklist 20 minutes before taking off, drastically affecting the aerodynamics of the aircraft, a report by the French Defence Ministry has concluded. The pilot's efforts to recover controlled flight were insufficient to prevent the aircraft from crashing into the apron area where several other military aircraft were parked. The crew attempted to eject but did so outside of the ejection seat safety envelope. Both Greek pilots were killed, along with 9 French Air Force personnel on the ground. Spain's National Markets and Competition Commission announced a record €171 million fine for 20 car companies on Tuesday for practices it believes constitute a cartel, the commission said in a press release. The Spanish subsidiaries of Citroën, BMW, Chrysler, Chevrolet, Fiat, General Motors, Honda, Hyundai, Kia, Mazda, Mercedes-Benz, Nissan, Peugeot, Renault, Toyota and Volvo have been fined between €265.50 and €22.8 million. The Commission says the companies, who dominate 91% of the Spanish car market, exchange commercially sensitive and strategic information. Volkswagen, Audi, Seat and Porsche avoided a further €39 million in fines after collaborating with investigators. The regional government in Castilla-La Mancha, led by Socialist Party First Minister Emiliano García Page, has moved to block the construction of a nuclear waste dump in the town of Villar de Cañas just hours after Spain's Nuclear Security Council gave the green light for preliminary construction work to begin. El Mundo reported a regional government cabinet meeting on Tuesday morning had decided to increase the size of a nearby natural park and bird protection area from 2,500 acres to 62,000 acres, thus prohibiting any construction work from beginning in the area. The Spanish government wants to store radioactive waste there for up to 100 years. The Popular Party has chosen the controversial former mayor of the town of Badalona, Xavier Albiol, as its new candidate for First Minister in the upcoming regional elections in Catalonia. Mr. Albiol replaces Alicia Sánchez Camacho. Despite the Popular Party receiving the most votes in Badalona at the May 24th local elections, a lack of an overall majority meant Mr. Albiol was ousted from the town hall by a left-wing coalition. Controversy surrounded his election campaign after he promised to keep cleaning the town, an indirect reference to immigration, although he denied any such direct link when asked.